Hi, I'm Gary Wallach with NPR's Only a Game. The Major League Baseball season is underway again. It'll remain underway for more than 6 months. Commentator Bill Littlefield likes the idea that once April arrives, baseball seems to go on every day and forever.
Baseball is back, and I'm glad that it is, and here is my answer should there be a quiz about why its return is more perfectly good than the sound of the ball as it's meeting the wood of the bat in the hands of the guy at the plate, because baseball is back, and no question, that's great. The world as we age spins more quickly, it seems, and the flying time eats at the scope of our dreams, the flights we've imagined to various stars. Dreams get whittled to fit beside us in our cars. As the daily stuff piles up like leaves in a yard, where the trees won't give up and the raking is hard, I'm not sure you'll think that this makes any sense, but I'm picturing leaves all piled up at a fence, all those garbage bags filled and the job still undone. It's a far cry from all we might label as fun. But that's fall, and it's spring, and spring's baseball, no doubt, where the ball's fair or foul, and you're safe or you're out, because baseball's the same as it's been for a while, which delights me no little, provokes me to smile at the wondrous illusion completely deranged that despite time's grim ravages, nothing has changed. Oh, I know it's nuts to see baseball that way. It is altered, this game that they're playing today, for the rules have changed slightly. The money's insane, but except for the coldest of days and the rain, the game is a constant, dependable sound in the long string of nights of whatever we've found to fill lives that need filling, as lives always do, which is certain today and has always been true, and the background of baseball's monotonous hum can lead us to figure that we're not so dumb if we tend to pretend in an innocent way that the time that is constantly racing away simply isn't. For baseball's not timed, and an inning can end in just minutes or just be beginning when six or eight fellows have come up to bat. It has always been thus, so let's recognize that though the game may seem slow to the folks who complain, it's a gift for the rest of us. Here's the refrain. As the days all accelerate, shouldn't we treasure each break that we get from compulsion to measure?
If you'd like to hear more from Only a Game, be sure to check out this week's show. We'll invite baseball expert Tim Kirkjian and non-expert Jason Gay to deconstruct early season tweets, very early season tweets, from baseball fans. We'll also take a look at the disparity between men's and women's pay across different sports. And we'll hear the story of basketball Hall of Famer Bill Walton, whose 37 surgeries and constant physical pain led him to despair. And remember, you can always find us on Facebook and Twitter at Only a Game NPR.